Welcome to the beautiful coastal suburb of Killiney in the southern part of County Dublin, south of Dalkey and north of Shankill. It is looking particularly gorgeous this fine Tuesday morning. Spectacular views of Dublin Bay, Bray Head, the Sugarloaf, the landscape stretching from the Wicklow Mountains all the way to Howth Head as the sun came up in the past 20 minutes. It's often been compared to the Bay of Naples in Italy, and street names like Vico Road, Sorrento and Capri reinforce that. It is one of the wealthiest parts of the country, some house prices well into the millions, and residents including Bono and The Edge, as well as Enya. Well, we are here this morning in the Patrick Kavanagh Suite of the Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel, an 18th century manor house once part of the Killiney Castle estate. And we are here because Fianna Fáil TDs and senators are meeting again today ahead of the resumption of the Dáil tomorrow. And party leader Micheál Martin will join us after eight. But for the next few minutes, we're going to talk to Professor Bobby Smith, consultant, child and adolescent psychiatrist, about a call for the government to urgently ban the distribution and sale of a semi-synthetic cannabis drug. He's with us in Killiney this morning. Professor Smith, you're very welcome indeed. And this is a call by the College of Psychiatrists. What is this drug?
It's a chemical that has come to prominence, I suppose, in the last 1 to 2 years. It's a chemically modified version of one of the natural cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. So it's called a semi-synthetic cannabinoid.
And it's called HHC.
HHC, yes.
And what effect are you seeing?
We're seeing it cause a range of health problems, I guess, over the last year. My main job is working in adolescent addiction services, and I've been hearing about it since last autumn as part of the presentations we've been dealing with at our service. Colleagues working in adult mental health have been encountering patients who've developed psychotic illnesses against a background of HHC use. There's also been episodes around the country of HHC use in schools by children who seem to have little or no experience of this type of drug, who then collapse and ambulances have ended up
being
called. Is that
because it's used in vapes?
The main method of use in Ireland appears to be vapes, but it's also sold in some edible products which look like jellies.
How prevalent is its use?
It doesn't seem to be terribly widespread, I suppose, but within the population who use drugs, certainly it's become increasingly common. So I would say of the cannabis, I suppose, is the dominant drug generating demand for addiction treatment for teenagers. And HHC has now become a component part of those presentations, maybe in about 20-25% of cases.
Is it currently legal?
Maybe the best way of putting it is that it's not illegal, or isn't clearly illegal. It's not banned under the Misuse of Drugs Act. That's the legislation we have in Ireland that bans drugs like cannabis or cocaine and so on. We do, though, have other legislation called the Criminal Justice Psychoactive Substances Act that was passed by the Dáil, led by Nola Hearn. Dermot O'Hearn back in 2010 in response to the head shops. So that is legislation that does make it a criminal offence to sell a psychoactive drug. This drug appears to be psychoactive, so we're sort of confused as to why this legislation hasn't been used to end the sale of this drug.
So what are you calling for this morning? Is it a widespread ban on its distribution?
I suppose one is just some information for the public that just because something is sold in a shop, comes in fancy packaging, that doesn't mean it's been regulated or tested. We really know nothing about the medium and long-term adverse impacts of this drug. So it's a case of buyer beware. From a government point of view, yeah, we are looking for action to, one, I suppose, end the sale of HHC products, but also a response, I suppose, that acts as a deterrent for the entrepreneurs who are currently selling it to make sure they don't just take in the next semi-synthetic cannabinoid to replace it. We don't want to get into the same game of cat and mouse that we had with the head shops 14 years ago.
We had a statement from the Department of Health this morning to the programme. They say that the HSE has reported HHC as a drug of concern and that the department intends to subject it to control measures, and they are currently working on that. What do you say to that?
So that sounds like they're working towards including it in the Misuse of Drugs Act, and I suppose the challenge for them will be how they draft that legislation. Will it cover the other semi-synthetic cannabinoids that have already been developed and are being currently marketed in the United States, because the arrival of these products seems to be a side effect of the legalization process in the US.
But you say you're losing patience with the government.
Yeah, I mean, we've been expressing concern for close to a year. And we tried to do so through appropriate channels without making too big of a fuss. But yeah, the College of Psychiatrists, I suppose, has at this point really lost patience with the process and wants action now.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning, Professor Bobby Smith, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist.